107.1 CJCSFM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Cottle. It's Friday the 13th. Don't worry about that. It's always great luck to check in with Alida Lemieux with Stratford Public Library. Good morning, Alida.
Good morning, Jamie.
Alida, it is, of course, our Book of the Month selection, our Queer Book of the Month selection with Stratford Perth Pride as we are into June, as June is Pride Month. And, of course, Stratford Perth Pride recently had their incredible Pride Festival early in the month. But let's focus on our book. What have you selected for the month of June?
Yeah, so today we've got Tales from Beyond the Rainbow, a collection of folk and fairy tales collected and adapted by Pete Geordie Wood.
Okay, this sounds very intriguing. Now, I know you've got a review or a spotlight, so take it away.
Yeah, so Tales from Beyond the Rainbow, as I said, it's a collection of folk and fairy tales, 10 tales, that celebrate 2SLGBTQIA+ heroes, sheroes, theyros, and queeros. The epic stories come from all over the world, including Benin, China, Russia, India, and even Canada. They include talking animals, witches, sorcerers, peasants, and royalty, just as you'd expect. But refreshingly, they also feature trans princes and princesses, gay ghosts, and spinsters who subvert the patriarchy. In many of the stories, the main characters are loved and accepted by most people, but the hatred or jealousy of a few leads to conflict. In The Girl in the Market, The Girl in the Market, it's a rags-to-riches story of Dousie, a young trans woman who sells peanut sauce in the market and captures the heart of the king. A jealous woman in the king's court tries to sabotage their wedding by spreading gossip about Dousie's gender. In The Ivory City, the fairy princess Gulizar tries to poison her fiancé's best friend out of jealousy. The stories have outlandish details, and they're occasionally kind of violent, but ultimately they're tales of love in its many forms, transformation, identity and gender, hope, survival, and living your life as your true self.
Well, this is quite unique as this sort of collection of stories all put together. Do you think it works in this context?
Yeah, I did. I enjoyed the stories. It was cool to see stories from around the world with sort of unconventional heroes at the center. One thing that I was a little bit disappointed by was the illustrations. The anthologist, Pete Geordie Wood, paid really great attention to choosing illustrators connected to the cultures represented in the stories. However, there's only one full-page illustration per story, and they're in black and white. I just would have loved if this book was bigger, with glossy pages and full-color illustrations to really bring these fantastical stories to life.
Okay, and as we've talked about, boy, with these graphic novels, yeah, I would agree. It would be nice to have the really nice illustrations, especially with a title like Tales from Beyond the Rainbow.
I know. But that said, I still think it was a refreshing collection for anybody who loves folk and fairy tales, especially readers who've never seen themselves reflected in tales of Prince Charming and Happily Ever After. And I do think it would make a good family read aloud at bedtime or around the campfire, too.
All right. And you can read selected tales, too. There you go. Again, it's Tales from Beyond the Rainbow. Are physical copies of this book available?
Yes, we do have a physical copy at Stratford Public Library, so you can pick that up in the library or put it on hold.
And you can pick it up, there you go, for this lucky Friday the 13th. Again, it's our Queer Book of the Month selection with Stratford Perth Pride and Stratford Public Library. And Alida, more than a few things happening at Stratford Public Library as we're heading into summer. I think the TD Summer Reading Series comes to mind.
Yes, so TD Summer Reading Program has launched, or registration for it has launched. You can sign up in the library. So this is for kids of all ages. Pick up your summer reading kit in the library. And Trish and her team have amazing drop-in programs planned for July and August. You can read more on that on our website. And I'm sure Trish will be coming on the radio to talk more about that, too.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah,
absolutely.
For teens and adults, we've got our last spring workshop for the Stratford Poppy Project on Thursday, June 19th, 6:30 to 8 in the evening. Stay tuned for more Poppy events to come later in the year. And Stratford Library is a drop-off location for crocheted poppies if anybody is working on those throughout the summer.
Oh, that's awesome. And Makerspace, of course, continues.
Yes. I wanted to remind folks that our Makerspace offers open lab hours 5 days a week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Saturday from 1 to 4, and Thursday evenings 5:30 to 8:30. These hours are going to continue throughout the summer. Just note that makers have to be at least 9 years old to use the space, and makers under 12 should be accompanied by a parent or guardian.
Okay, perfect. And as we're chatting on this Friday the 13th, we have a lucky happy hour get-together going on.
We sure do. Our first library happy hour is tonight, Friday, June 13th, 7 to 9 p.m. Really excited about this event. I will be there. It's an after-hours event with a cash bar. You must register online to attend.
Perfect. Sounds like a lot of fun. A great idea. Again, with Stratford Public Library. Alita, anything else on the go? I think we've covered a lot of topics.
We've covered a lot. I'll just mention one more. Coming up next week, Saturday, June 21st, another adult-friendly program, the Perth County Reads launches, and we're launching that with an author reading and book signing by Dan Needles. This is happening in the Stratford Public Library Auditorium from 2 to 3. Copies of Dan's book, Finding Larkspur, will be on sale thanks to Fanfare Books. And again, please register on our website for this.
Wow. SPlibrary.ca. What isn't happening with Stratford Public Library? It's awesome. It's just great outreach programs and great connection with the community. Alita Lemieux with Stratford Public Library. Alita, thank you so much. And I guess we'll just avoid the ladders and all that kind of stuff and walking under those today.
That's right. Don't step on any cracks.
Thanks, Alita.
Okay. Thank you. Bye.
Thanks so much. That was great. Thank you, as always.